Non-stop shock radio.
The station that shocks you.
Renegade Talk Radio.
Lemonade. Every time I see a swimmer going dang. Holla, holla everywhere. I'm so on Saturday. Everybody wants to do my little life.
Oops.
Ow.
Sorry.
My ears hurt.
Anyway, welcome to the show, Renegade Nation. Sam and the Sausage Man singing along with Richie.
Oh, hey, Renegade Nation.
What's up?
We haven't been on for a few days because we had some things to handle. And it wasn't a pleasant thing to handle, but we got to handle it. You know how it is.
Oh, yeah.
Renegade Nation, don't forget about Adam and Eve. 50% off the one item, as you already know. Tell your friends. This is a smoking deal. 50% off the one item, and then you get three free DVDs, you get free shipping, and a nice gift from us.
Yep.
All you gotta do is go to the checkout, go to Babe69 in the offer code. Done deal. Can't beat it.
And he almost said the F word, guys. I just watched him. He had the F forming, and he went, smoking, it's a F.
Yeah, I've been training myself.
We're gonna stop all of our cussing.
We're gonna try to stop all the cussing.
Well, I'm gonna do it. I don't know about you, because this curse jar is really getting full.
So Renegade Talk Radio, Renegade Nation, you understand that we attract hundreds and hundreds of thousands of listeners. You can go through iTunes, Podomatic, Google Play, Stitcher, and many other platforms. So you can pick
homing
us up there.
Pigeons.
Homing pigeons. You can pick us up on Renegade Talk Radio, the site itself. So we are all over the place, and you can listen to any one of the shows. Everly Isby, Norny Nicole, Heather Havenwood, ourselves, of course, and Lou Calavagiani.
Did you see her on YouTube and on that?
The video she's at.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. She's going to Cancun.
Yeah, I know.
Hating her.
And she told me the last minute, too. She didn't even tell me. I better not say anything, because I'll get in trouble. I always get in trouble when I say something about somebody.
Well, I'll say it. Heather's in freaking Cancun.
Yeah, Heather, thanks a lot.
Yeah,
thanks for inviting me.
Why didn't you take us with you?
Yeah, why can't we come?
Yeah, literally.
Oh, by the way, Renegade Nation, coming up on Thursday, we have our first porn star interview with Brooklyn Chase. Look her up.
I did look her up, and I watched one of the videos.
Oh, did you?
Oh, yeah.
Was it good?
She's hot,
yeah. Brooklyn Chase, go look it up, Renegade Nation. She'll be on the air Thursday.
Yes.
Our first porn interview in quite some time. I'm looking forward to that.
I'm all excited. I just twitched.
I twitch every time I look at that picture of her. She's gorgeous.
She's gorgeous.
So anyway, hopefully down the road we'll become friends. Maybe we're friends with none of us.
How many of us have them? It's friends.
In fact, I'm going to meet you're going to meet the PR agent next weekend. She'll be in Vegas.
Do you think she's hot too?
I don't know.
She's probably an ex-porn star.
I don't know. She's a PR agent in the porn star industry. So it's going to be nice.
Yeah, she's porn rehabilitated.
Porn rehabilitated. She was in rehabilitation, so she went to the PR. That's what PR.
Porn rehabilitation.
Porn rehabilitation.
Yeah. Now she coaches porn.
Only you would come up with that.
Hey, I can't help it.
So anyway,
for me.
Yeah. So what else do I got to talk about? Did I do everything right? The director of marketing is now telling me I have to do this and I have to do that and I got to do this and I got to do that. We're gonna have our stupid sheets coming out this week. He says.
Us here at Renegade Nation, it's not stupid.
Yeah, no, I'm not calling you stupid, Renegade Nation. We need to be on the stupid sheets to say the right thing
at
the wrong time. Yeah, like we always do. Anyway, so have you been following the news? There's a lot of shit going on, specifically with this swimmer. And you know, the guy's an asshole. Okay, he does this stupid shit, and then he lies to the media about it to make himself even look better because he has such a big ego. His name is Ryan...
Seacrest.
Lockie or something. Ryan Seacrest. Ryan Lockie, he's not even accused. The other one of his buddies is now accusing him of setting this whole thing up and playing a key role in the incident that has tainted South America's first games, saying he tore a poster off of a wall and argued with armed security guards at a Rio gas station. Then these guards pulled out a gun, and then he lied about it and said it was the cops that did it and pulled them over. I mean, this is a big lie. How in the hell do you let somebody like this represent the United States of America? The Olympic Committee, go suck it off, man. You know what? What the fuck is wrong with you people? This guy's a piece of shit. He's scum.
So he rips... What did he rip off of the wall?
He ripped off a poster. I don't know. They don't say what poster he ripped off. But
was it a picture of him and they just put a butt on his face?
I don't know. Oh, I know. He was drinking. They got out of control. And it's the first time in Lockie's companions have spoken publicly about the 32-year-old's role in this incident. But the incident says, and I know it's all over the place in the media and they're going on and on and on about this guy and giving him more PR. But you know what, Sammy? Who fucking cares? He's a moron. They should ship him back to Rio where where he belongs, go to court and go through the whole bullshit. And then one guy's stuck down there now. He can't even get out. They held him. But this Lockie got out real fast because he knew the shit was coming down, whatever the fuck he did. And we'll never know the truth because we will not know the truth. It's just
wait a minute.
As simple
so
as that.
The one of the friends is in jail?
I don't think he's in jail, but they're holding him in Rio de Vagina. Brazilian police have denounced Lockie's account as a fabrication designed to cover up for the group's bad behavior after a night spent partying until dawn, prompting apologies from both Lockie and the U.S. Olympic Committee this week. I don't care about the apologies, not care about I'm sorry. I don't give a shit about that. I don't want
to
hear
that. He needs
to
be held accountable.
Well, he needs to be held accountable. He wins 25,000 gold medals. So what? Who cares? I mean, where's this guy's personality?
Did you say 25,000?
I'm just kidding.
I was going to say, man, he's... Wow.
All these guys, these swimmers are all gold medalists at the Rio Games. They were in a taxi, supposedly. They stopped at a gas station to use the bathroom, and it contradicted Lockie's initial account of being pulled over by gunmen posing as police. That's what he
was
did.
Was Phelps with him?
No, Phelps wasn't with him. There was no restroom inside, so we foolishly relieved ourselves on the backside of the building behind some bushes. Okay, so what's the big deal about that? But he lied. See, that's what happened, Sammy.
He lied
to the police. He lied to everybody, and now and they're going to still build this guy and put him on a platform. And he's just a big liar.
I lie. You lie. We all lie. Why is it such a big deal?
I don't lie. How dare you say that about me? I don't lie about anything.
Your whole life's a lie.
Oh, you know what I'm doing tonight? I'm going to a candle party. I can't wait.
You're going to a candle party?
Yeah, another candle party. I can't wait. I'm in the Wicks. So I'm going to go.
Oh, so you're going to...
There's nothing else.
Wikipedia?
It's Wikipedia. I'm going to go to the...
a bunch of you people getting together talking about Wikipedia?
I'm going to talk about candles. I can't wait. It's so interesting.
So can I ask you a question?
Yeah, sure.
When the candles melt, how do you re-erect it? Do you use Vira Wax?
Vira Wax, yeah. Yeah, so I got some of that.
Like Viagra?
Yeah, it's like Viagra, but it's Vira Wax. And you put it in there and it grows the...
It grows it back up?
It grows it back up, yeah.
So it's like a chia pet. You add water and it grows up.
I'm going to get more of my Vira Wax over at the candle party tonight. I'm really looking forward to this.
You're really going to a candle party tonight?
Yeah.
You're sick.
Anyway.
Your man card.
So I don't want to talk about this moron anymore. No jail for a woman who decapitated snakes with scissors and ate the heads of the snakes.
Come again.
No jail for a woman who decapitated snakes with scissors and ate the heads.
Why would she do that?
Because she's fucked up. Because she has mental illness. That's
why. What kind of snakes?
She decapitated her two pet snakes, Renegade Nation, with a pair of scissors and then tried to swallow their severed heads while drunk.
Oh,
she escaped a prison sentence. She needs to be put into an insane asylum, Renegade Nation. She was given a 4-month suspended sentence after subjecting the reptiles to a prolonged and painful suffering before they eventually died. And they didn't put her in jail. It's called animal cruelty.
Yeah, that's called animal cruelty, the poor things.
He was drinking whiskey, amaretto, and lager. Is it what, lager? Lager, what is it?
Lager.
Lager. Prior to killing these animals. She was living with her sister at the time of the incident and had become... irritated and agitated after feeling she was no longer welcome there. So she decided to go kill the snakes and eat their heads.
She's a psycho.
After yelling and swearing, she took some scissors and a knife to her room with a boa constrictor and the bull python were kept and slaughtered them and then cut off their heads and ate them. Yeah, this is what's living in this world, Renegade Nation. Can you... by the way, the boa constrictor... when her sister saw her sister in the bedroom, she had the boa constrictor under her top. That's where the boobs are, and was covered in blood.
Wow,
what a sick mofo this is. God damn, she's sick. So they called the cops. They got there, and they found her with the headless snake still moving. The body of the boa constrictor around her neck was still moving.
Oh, gosh.
The was snakes.
Is she trying to get some kind of sexual gratification? From
apparently,
the
she's
movie?
In the snakes. She's part of the furries. She wants to take the snakes.
Oh man!
The snakes experience prolonged and painful suffering, adding that the reptiles' heads can remain operable for up to an hour after decapitation. So the snakes were going without their bodies.
Oh my God!
What a sick fuck, huh?
Wow.
She described her client, the lawyer said, described her client as a loner with some mental health problems.
You think?
Some? I have never known anybody that has cut off two heads of snakes
and tried to eat them
and eat the heads.
So they were actually, she could have probably told them, oh, I just had them to see if they could check out my insides, make sure that they're good. I don't want stomach cancer.
It's a bizarre set of circumstances. Needless to say, the animals have suffered. They shouldn't have, and she knows that.
Wow.
Oh, Renegade Nation, why don't you think about that for the next 24 hours and try to figure out what that means? Go to your psychiatrist and say, I have a problem.
I want to cut heads off snakes.
I want to cut heads off snakes. I've been dreaming about it for a long time.
Off with their head.
Off with their... off with their heads, those goddamn snakes! Anyway, so Renegade Nation, we do live in a fucked up, sick world. Bottom line is, why would anybody want to do something like that? Sammy, you have any idea about that?
I have no clue.
I mean, can you dive into the mental insanity of somebody like that? Hey, there's a snake over there, and tonight I'm going to cut off its head, and then I'm going to wrap it around my fucking penis, and then I'm going to eat the head.
Have you ever seen those FBI profilers that get into people's heads like that?
No.
They actually start doing, they're normal when they go into the job, and they come out whacked.
They're whacked out.
They look like always like the deer caught in the headlights.
What are you doing tonight, Richie? Well, I think I'm going to get drunk, and I'm going to go steal a snake out of a pet store, and then I'm going to a pet party with the snake, and then I'm going to cut the
head off
in front of the party, the candle party, and eat the head.
And then I'm going to make sure one of the candles sticks out of the head of the decapitated snake. We're going to put the Viagra or the Viro wax, and the head will grow back.
Yeah, we should try that sometime. Does anybody want to give up their pet snake so for we could check that out?
Or we can use it. No, you know what they're going to do? They're actually going to take that snake's head and they're going to put on that guy that's in England that they're going to do that transplant.
Oh, there you go. Yeah. Put the snake's head on him.
Wouldn't that be weird?
That'd be cool. He'd be famous.
He'd be sitting there.
So it goes on and on with Trump and Clinton, same old crap over and over again. Everybody's trying to knock each other off the podium. And you have a lot to say about that?
No. Mm-hmm. It's gotten to the point where it's just been, it's so asininely stupid. I don't know. I don't know.
Well, the whole thing's stupid. It's getting stupider as time goes on.
It's like all you're seeing. I see 7-year-olds act better than this.
Yeah, they're too.
It's gotten to the point.
Yeah.
It's just, you know what? Get these two together. Let's have one big final battle, and let the winner be the winner. But this is insane.
It is insane. It's getting worse too.
It is, and I want Trump, but it's like he's kind of starting to do things that it's like, come on, man.
Sammy, have you noticed that there's no Trump signs on cars, no Trump hats, no Trump T-shirts?
Not true. I saw a veteran. He had TRMP on his license plate.
Oh, really?
And then he had some kind of sticker that said Trump, our warriors.
I don't see any. I don't see any signs on people's lawns. I don't see. And we're going into September in a week and a half, and nobody has any signs up. I think people are scared to death to say who they're going to vote for. I don't know why.
I agree.
What's the big deal? I mean, this has gotten so out of hand and so stupid. I don't even know what the truth is anymore. And you would think that the media, and then they had this explosion this past week in the Trump campaign where they had to bring in new people. It's a mess. Everybody's fighting. Everybody, the egos.
I remember when when Obama was becoming, when he was going through it for the first time, I thought there was going to be a lot of backlash.
Mm-hmm.
But this is even more crazy. I don't know why it's like that.
I still believe that Hillary's going to be indicted after she wins the election.
Yeah.
That's what I think is going to happen. I think it's already set up. And Trump has been saying this for a long time, Sammy. He's been saying, you know, this is all messed up. The whole voting structure is crooked.
That's why his comment to Obama, he's like, are you going to make this fair? He made that comment to Obama.
Yeah, you got to make it fair.
And then Obama was like, what are you talking about? Like, we'll know if Trump loses and Hillary makes it, if what we said here on Renegade Radio, if it's right.
Well, we'll find out one way or the other. Renegade Nation, we're going to find out. So we're going to take a break right now. When we come back, we'll be talking about some more interesting observations that we have, especially with the national news and all the garbage they put on. Really stupid. Anyway, what's her face was on last night? Miss Isby.
Oh, Miss Isby.
Miss Isby was on, yeah. So we're going to take a break, Renegade Nation. We're going to come back, more funny stuff to go over, and take care of yourself. Oh, by the way, it's the weekend.
No, it's not.
Oh, it isn't? What's today?
Saturday.
Oh, okay.
Fellas, are you looking to spice things up in the bedroom? Been fantasizing about surprising your lover with an adventurous new toy or adult movie? Well, here's an offer you won't be able to resist. Go to adamandeve.com, and for a limited time only, you'll get 50% off just about any item. But that's not all. Oh, no. When you select your one item at 50% off, you'll also receive 3 free adult DVDs for a little inspiration. Plus, a free extra gift so sensual, we can't mention it on the radio. And to top it all off, we'll even throw in free shipping on your entire order. And no, we're not teasing. So check out adamandeve.com today for this special offer. Get 50% off one item when you type BABE69 for the offer code upon checkout. When you do, you'll get 3 free DVDs, a free extra gift, and free shipping. Just use offer code BABE69 at adamandeve.com.
We don't sugarcoat shit.
Welcome, Renegade Nation, Renegade Talk in Las Vegas, where we don't sugarcoat shit.
This is Renegade Talk Radio.
Renegade Talk Radio.
Spell pig backwards and say good.
G-I-B, G-I-C, G-I-P.
Say good.
Good. Good gig.
G-I-P good?
G-I-P good. Renegade Nation, Renegade Talk, where we don't sugarcoat shit. My name is Richie in Vegas.
And my name is Sammy the Sausage.
And we get
Sammy in Ukraine.
Sammy the Sausage. Going to a candle party tonight. I can't wait, Renegade Nation. It's going to be so much freaking fun.
I still can't believe you're going to a candle party.
I'm going to a candle party. Hey, don't forget, hundreds of thousands of listeners pick us up through iTunes, Podomatic, Google Play, Stitcher, and RenegadeTalkRadio.com. So go over there. And also, don't forget Adam and Eve.
Type in BABE69.
Type in BABE69. You get the first item 50% off. So no matter what it is, you get 50% off. And then after that, 3 free DVDs. You get a free gift from us. And you get free... That's used from Sammy the Sausage Man. And then you get free shipping. And all you got to do is go to the checkout. You pay for the one item that's 50% right. off and everything else comes free. You put in the code BABE.
69.
Babe.
And
Babe.
69.
Babe.
69. And if you find one of my testosterone patches in your gift basket, I'm so sorry. It's not a birth control. It's actually a testosterone patch.
Next week, we will have Brooklyn Chase on, a up-and-rising porn star.
So
in the
excited.
Top, and yes, she's in the top 50 of porn stars, Renegade Nation. You're going to love this interview.
I can't wait to ask her for breast or real.
Yeah, we're going to find out everything. We're going to ask her all kind of questions about her life, how she became a porn star. And guess what? You'll be able to hear her voice without this the sex going, you won't hear any of that.
Please don't do that again.
I know. I make you sick. I'm going to do that. That's why I'm trying to make you sick. That's why I do it. And then tonight, I'm going to a candle party, Renegade Nation. So wish me well there. I can't wait to see all the wicks.
It's phallic members that makes you happy.
I can't wait to see.
Something wrecked, you know.
I'm really screwed up, Renegade Nation. So notice we haven't cursed that much.
I'm doing my best, and it's hard, guys. It's hard.
It is really hard not cursing and telling you the way it is. That's why I've been doing it for years, and now I'm trying to change my ways.
Lord love a duck.
Jesus. L. Ron Hubbard, I need you now. Anyway, last week, Renegade Nation, a U.S. Navy sailor was sentenced on Friday to a year in prison for taking photos of classified areas inside a nuclear attack submarine while it was in port in Connecticut. Now, this dude, he appeared in federal court in Bridgeport, where a judge also ordered him to serve 6 months of home confinement with electronic monitoring during a 3-year period of supervised release after the prison time. He pleaded guilty and made up to unauthorized detention of defense information and had faced 5 to 6 years in prison under federal sentencing guidelines. Now, we're going to get into this about what's going on with you-know-who.
Yeah.
And who is that?
Hillary Clinton.
This guy is in prison that quickly. They found all the information, but for whatever reason, Renegade Nation, the federal government cannot get to Hillary Clinton, or if they did get to her, they're not doing anything about it until after the election. We don't know. So Sammy has a lot to say about this, so I'm going to let him take over.
It actually upsets me, because here's the thing. This young man, he takes a picture of a top secret area, and next thing you know, he's going to freaking prison. When you've got a Hillary Clinton who has lied to the government, she's lied to all of the, Senate, and then she's still out on or still out doing whatever the hell she wants. So I'm going to read something right now. It says, sub sailor's photo case draws comparisons to Clinton's emails. A Navy sailor entered a guilty plea Friday in a classified information mishandling case that critics large illustrates a double standard between the treatment of low-ranking government employees, meaning this sailor, and a top officials like former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton, ex-CIA Director David Petroprey or whatever his name is. The bottom line is, if you are a low-level government official, you're screwed. If you are going for president, you can do whatever the hell you want, meaning you can kill people, you can maim them, you can rape them, you can do whatever the hell you want to them, and you're going to get away with it. Nobody's going to mess with
you. Okay, so Renegade Nation and Sammy, this sailor goes to prison. Bush and Cheney both directly responsible for the deaths of thousands of U.S. servicemen and women, plus hundreds of thousands of civilians blowing up these towns left and right and doing it, aren't even prosecuted. No. The banksters in Wall Street slime that caused a worldwide depression go scot-free. Justice no longer exists in the USA.
No, that's just it. This is case in point right here where you see a young man, he does something.
One so he thing, did something stupid. Stupid, yeah.
It was this
stupid.
Woman was in Watergate. She was kicked out of Watergate, people. She was kicked out of Watergate years ago, back in the 70s, and she's still doing things, and she's never done one
it's
day in jail.
Because of the Wall Street slime banksters.
It doesn't matter. The point is, this is a land of the freedom. This
it's
is
not where, land of freedom. That's where you're mistaken. It
that.
Is not land
I
of freedom
understand
anymore.
That, but that's why the people need to take it back.
Well, they need to do that, and that's where we need to do here at Renegade is to get you to think about this.
And we need you guys to not vote for this woman, because I promise you, you vote for her, and this country is done. It's over.
This guy goes to the big house. Hillary goes to the White House, Renegade
yes.
Nation, and all you ex-military twits still good with your chest thumping over that? Yeah, yeah, yeah. The sailor hasn't been hacked by WikiLeaks.
Yes.
The sailor was looking at... You know what? I had a top secret. I'm not even going to get into what I did. Bottom line is, I know exactly... This young man chose his fate. He did. He broke the law. He did break it.
Did.
But other people have broke the law and have gotten away with it through the slime bastards of Wall Street that has continued on and on. Because when you pay people off, you get away with everything.
Well, and you know, let's go back to Mr. Wiener. He got taken out of his freaking job, but
yeah.
yet he's still doing stuff with the government. Anybody that gets a felony, you're not supposed to do anything.
That's right. If you have a felony conviction
How
against
can
you,
he
you can't
do
be in the
that?
Government.
How can he?
That's because they know the right people. I've been saying it all along, Sammy.
It's
over
just
and over and fucking over and over. How many times do I got to tell you?
Here you go with
this story with the sailor, and he's in prison for a year, but they just
A photo. And this is not for a email from all over the world that's been tampered with.
Yeah.
And she got teas and crumpets.
The age at her eighth decade of life is a good reason to let crooked Clinton go free of crimes, but certainly no moral compass to be the president of the United States. Crooked Clinton is a national disgrace. National disgrace. And she will get up on that stage and she doesn't give a flying rat's ass what you think about her. She's
no.
all about her. And you still don't see the picture. I heard a guy the other day on talk radio, and Sammy, this was really good the way he did it. He goes, I'm gonna be upfront with you people. First off, I'm a Jew. The second thing is, yeah, and the second thing is, I went to Columbia University and I worked my way through it, and I was a smart guy, but I had to pay the price, and now I'm on radio, national talk, terrestrial radio. And then he went on to say that he goes to his Jewish far left liberal friends, and he cannot understand why these people will not open their eyes and see this. He said they're blinded by the light. I don't know what they're blinded by, but I can't talk to them. They will argue with me constantly. They don't see anything. They're just so blindsided. And he was actually getting pissed off on the air that he couldn't get through to these people. And we're doing the same thing here. We've been through a lot of shit over the last 8 years, Renegade Nation. A lot. And a lot of it you forgot about. We can bring up stuff that happened in 2010, 2009, 2012, all the bullshit that was going on that you just happened to forget about. Also, the mainstream media, they're not going to tell you anything anyway. And plus, they're all bullshit to begin with.
And you know, and playing the devil's advocate, I really do want to know how the hell Trump is going to make this different. You know,
I don't know.
I'm so scared. I'm so disgusted at what I'm seeing. Somebody's got to come out on top and really bring it out and say, hey,
But here's the thing, Sammy. Sammy,
we're not getting there.
You have rule of law, which they institute the laws, and they can get away with whatever they want. But if you break the law, you're in deep shit. Yeah. And that's not the way it is. Decency, security, and liberty alike demand that government officials shall be subjected to the same rules, Renegade Nation, of conduct that are commands to the U.S. citizen. If in a government of law, existence of the government will be imperiled if it fails to observe the law unscrupulously. So our government is the potent, the teacher, and for good or ill, it teaches the whole people by its example. Crime is contagious. If the government becomes a lawbreaker,
it has been broken,
Renegade Nation mofos. It breeds contempt for the law that they actually put in place. Do you understand that these people that you supposedly allegedly elected, they're the ones making the laws and they're breaking their own laws.
Yeah.
It invites every man to become a law unto himself, and it invites anarchy. You don't see that. But these people just walk away and do whatever they want. But one sailor on one nuclear submarine takes a picture and he's in prison for a year. But this lady gets away with all of this nonsense.
It's
been going murders and everything else. And nobody knows the goddamn truth. Why can't we be told the truth, Renegade Nation? Why is it that they have not told us? Who gives them the right? They think they're better than us. Well, if you can levitate, mofos, then I'll listen to you. Otherwise, go fuck yourself.
Well, if they levitate, then that would be the Antichrist.
Well, the Antichrist is here. It's them. It's the Bankster slime bastards. That's what it is. Yeah, no money for the VA healthcare, but always thousands every day to bail out crooked Clintons. Yeah, what about the VA? You want to get into shit with the VA? I'm going through it right now with them. What a disaster. They can't even get their act straight.
Well, and you know, that's just it. It's like back in the day, when they had that government shutdown, down 2 weeks? Something like that? Mm, week and a half, 2 weeks? Yeah. Well, anyway, and then they said, we don't have the funds or this or that. And then when they reopened the government, the government gave themselves raises.
Yeah.
$50,000.
Well, they do what they want.
Apiece.
They don't care about you. Fuck you. Who the hell do you think you are to sit over there and say anything? Well, who the hell do you think you are? You're nothing. You're nobody. You get on your knees and you pay the damn taxes, but you voted for these people to uphold the law. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Okay. And guess what? Fuck you.
Yeah. And here's the thing. It's like when you leave office,
you get a pension.
You should leave. But you should not get the same pay. You should be just like any other mofo.
Back on the street. But they don't do that. It doesn't work that way.
Their retirement. And it's just, and they want to wonder why we're in freaking so much debt.
We're in debt, and the people of the United States, all ethnic groups, everybody's hurting. And Renegade Nation, prosecutors asked, now listen to this, the prosecutors, they're the ones that uphold the law, supposedly, allegedly, asked the U.S. District Court judge to send the sailor to prison for 5 years, saying his conduct put national security at risk. Trump should be jumping on this right now to say, this woman has gotten away with all this stuff. They have twisted it so many times, Renegade Nation, that you can't even figure out what the hell the truth is. But really, I want you to think about this. They think us, the taxpayers, should put him in prison for 5 years. Well, screw you, federal government. You never know when to stop your bullying. Bottom line is, why are we paying for any of this anyway? He didn't do anything wrong.
I think he should get probation, not prison.
That's it. Probation for a year and put him housebound or whatever. Yes. They doesn't need to go to prison over this.
No, and not if you're not going to put Clinton in prison before the inauguration.
He carelessly throws away his phone on which the pictures remain, and then claimed he destroyed his computer on which the pictures remain. Now, he's young and foolish. Okay, yeah. But we have a woman who was Secretary of State,
who is
a U.S.
old and
senator,
foolish.
Who's old and, old and foolish. She needs to be brought to book. I mean, she needs to be taken down, and we need to find out. This guy should have used the Hillary Clinton defense.
They tried.
Money.
They actually tried.
They tried that.
They tried, and the judge ostracized the defendant's lawyer, you know, the...
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah, of course they're going to do that.
And then he said, these are two separate cases. It's like, I don't see that. I don't see it being two separate cases. The only thing different, he's got a penis, she's got a vagina. And two, she's killed people. He hasn't.
He hasn't done anything. That defense is strictly reserved for the political class by worldwide convention.
Exactly.
For the corporations that control this country. And the banksters, slime bastards that sit on Wall Street. And again, like I said, Renegade Nation, that defense is strictly reserved for the political class.
There you go.
Yes.
So you think you won't open your mouth, or you're afraid of to say Donald Trump's name, or afraid you're going to get beat up. Look at this. Look at this story that we're talking about right now. Look at what they did to this guy for taking a picture on a nuclear submarine. Hillary Clinton had access to hundreds, thousands of top secret documents that could have been hacked, in which they
have been hacked.
And they've been hacked by Lucifer 2. Lucifer 1 they already got.
Yeah, they've been hacked. Russia's hacked into them, I'm sure. It's just insane how the double-edged sword, it's like, my God, it's like you can't even put a price tag on, you know, this.
Now, you can have comments about everything you want. Renegade Nation, I don't care if you write the comments or not. This is sick for this poor guy to go to prison for a year. She walks around and nothing happens. But I can guarantee you, Renegade Nation, one thing. There's something going on with her. And a lot of people have been saying it. They've been seeing it. This debate is coming up in about a month. We're going to see the two of them on a stage nationally. Hundreds of millions of people are going to be watching this debate. And I have a feeling that she is going to fall apart on that stage. I really do. I think he's going to pound her so bad that she'll probably have to take her off in a stretcher. Because, I mean,
she's going to blame dehydration.
Of course she's going to blame her. They always do.
It was something else. I didn't drink a lot of water. I wasn't sleeping. Bill kept me up all night trying to have sex with me, but I didn't want to have sex with him. I wanted to have sex with my aide.
Oh, it's like Lou said, you know, no justice for the common man, but the elite build these prisons. They're private prisons, and they make a ton of money off these private prisons, but never been in one. Common man, woman are only the pulpits to their masters, which are the slime bastard banksters that I've been talking about for years. Who do you think came up with the word banksters? Me.
Yeah,
me and Marla came up with that.
Talking about those damn private prisons?
Private prisons.
Yeah, that one judge that was sentencing all those kids to those private prisons. You remember that story?
Yeah, the story, because he was getting paid off by the banksters.
He was getting paid off to throw them in there. And I think it came to light when one kid killed himself. And it was like something so stupid. And I couldn't believe it. This is how it's all started, Renegade Nation. This judge did not allow some of these kids to have a lawyer.
That's really bad, too.
That is... All you have to do is look up the case. I looked it up a few years ago, and I couldn't believe it. And it's like, this judge said, he doesn't need a lawyer because it's a clear-cut case. That's not how this works out here. And it amazes me that this poor guy does this, and he goes to prison, and she's done so much more... God, a plethora...
Plethora.
So much more stuff.
Yeah, just one paragraph would
nail her. You couldn't even... I don't think all the things that Hillary has ever done could fit in the Holy Bible.
Basically, what they're doing is, Renegade Nation, they're making an example out of him, and they're going to scare everybody.
That's what it is.
And this story did not get that much attention either. It was on the news, but they didn't pound it like they normally do.
That's why we're doing it.
You got to understand one thing, that... these Ivy League students that get in trouble, and these swimmers at the Olympics, it all comes from big money. Bottom line is, when you have a deep-pocketed papa, which to me, papa is the banksters, a third world country, I mean, basically, they have the power to get this guy out. If you have the right connections, they can be bought and paid for, and that's what they do. And you always wonder why these sentences go the way they go. And this guy should have been under house arrest. Okay, he was stupid. He did a stupid thing. I don't want to keep on repeating myself. It was stupid, fine. But a year in prison?
Yeah, I don't think it's overkill. And that's just that that's how they keep us down, as they do things to frighten everybody else. Oh, if I do this, I can go here. You know what? You can't do that. We're a nation of many different cultural backgrounds. We have many great warrior history. And it's like, we scare the government. That's why they have to use... Oh, you have to watch that movie V.
Yeah, V. Yeah, right.
You know that movie?
I remember the TV show.
V for Vendetta. That movie.
Okay.
And you know how it talks about the oppression of England and how this guy, over a year's time, is taking on the government. There's a lot of movies out there right now that's talking about
a lot of movies like
these kind of revolutions. And I'm not talking about Bernie Saunders.
So this guy's going to be in jail, and the USA has reached Roman levels of decadence, Renegade Nation. They have prisons listed on the New York Stock Exchange.
Oh, I don't know.
You can make money on prisons. What the fuck? Now, do you really realize the primary reason they jail the most amount of people on earth per capita wise? Do you understand why? They're going to go, but when it comes to Hillary Clinton and the rest of that elitist clan, They're not going anywhere, man. And they will make... Bernie Madoff was an example. Bernie Madoff, he was a crook. Okay? But, Renegade Nation, he couldn't have pulled off that scam if the banksters were not involved.
Right.
You, what are you going to do with hundreds and hundreds of millions of dollars? Where are you funneling the money through?
Right.
It's like the drug lords. The drug lords get all this money and they have to launder the money somewhere. That, well, he, Bernie Madoff was laundering the money through the banks.
Right.
So the banks got away with it. And finally, when they had enough of him and they made enough money out of him and the shit was coming down, guess what they did? They crucified Bernie Madoff. And yeah. He was a crook and a bastard and all that. Okay, fine. But you have to understand, where did all that money go and how did they launder the money? So it went through J.P. Morgan Chase and all the big banks in New York, Goldman Sachs and the rest of them, they were all involved in that, except you have to prove it. Well, where's all the money? Anyway, we're on Banshee now.
Well, and you know, the thing is, you know, we going back to the prisons, they have so many people that are in there, and it's the families. You know, we are actually listed as having the most people in prison in all of the world.
In the United States, yeah.
No, in all of the world.
There's people in there for having a joint. They're in there for 5-10 years for a fucking marijuana joint.
Yeah, one guy had a pot plant and is doing 99 years.
Oh, Jesus Christ. We're going to get out of here. Renegade Nation, Saturday. It's the weekend. Have a good time. Try to enjoy the weekend because Monday, back in the salt mines. And
we will be on this a little bit more often.
Yeah, the next week we'll be on quite a bit. Don't forget, I'm going to my candle party tonight. We got the porn star coming up. Brooklyn Chase. She'll be on next.
I can't get over you going to this candle party, dude.
I'm going to the candle party. I like wicks.
Is there a chick involved?
Yeah, no.
There's no chick involved.
No, there's no women involved. No. I'm just going to go because I like to smell candles.
You like to smell candles?
I'm a smell candle person. I'm a freak.
I'm
going
to put some wax on something and make you smell that.
Renegade Nation, we're out of here. Richie and Sammy, Biba.
The Los Legos.